Call the meeting of the Senate Labor Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 1:30 p.m. Thursday, January 22nd, 2003. We're in the Belts Room 105 in the Tom Stewart Building. We have with us Vice Chairman Michicki, Senator Stebbin, Senator Ellis, and myself, Chairman Dunleavy. So we have a quorum to conduct business. Also sitting in the audience would be Senator Dyson and many other folks. I'd like to take a moment and recognize the committee staff. Carrie Cooper-Ryder from Senate Records and LIO staff Sam Greeley. Can we all turn off our cell phones before we keep going here? Okay, the purpose of the meeting today is to discuss SB 14, sponsored by Senator Dyson, a bill relating to the term of office of directors of telephone or electric cooperatives. It's my intention to hear this bill and pass it out of committee today, if that is the will of the committee. So we're going to start the presentation, and I would ask Senator Dyson to come forward, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Senator Fred Dyson, Eagle River, parts of Palmer. The bill you have before you, to quote the usual, is a simple bill. It has no known enemies. And some of the utilities came to me and asked that we change section of the code, AS 1025-160, to allow them the flexibility of extending the term of their board members to 4 years. It's permissive, and I think you'll have some letters of support from other utilities around. And I'm in another committee. My staff is here and be glad to answer questions. I think if you'll hear from the gentleman here behind me, probably answer your questions better than I can.
Thank you.
But thank you for hearing the bill.
Thank you. Does Josh want to come forward, or do we want to ask questions of the senator before he leaves? Are there any questions of the senator? Seeing none. Thank you. And Joshua Banks is staff for Senator Dyson. Are there any questions for the staff member? Guess not. Okay. We also have at this point Phil Steyer, who signed up to come up from Chugach Electric to speak upon this bill. And at any time, committee members, if we have questions, just let's ask them.
Thank you, Senator.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Phil Steyer. I work for Chugach Electric Association. Chugach is a member-owned cooperative, a member-owned electric cooperative, and what my board was interested in was seeking a change to the statute that covers electric and telephone cooperatives. Specifically, they were interested in a change that would allow for a director to serve up to 1 year longer than statute currently allows. Statute today says a member of a board may serve for up to 3 years, and it says then elections each year would elect a third of the board as nearly as possible. Chugach has a 7-member board. Our election pattern is 1 year you elect 3, the following year 2, 2 again the next year, and then you repeat the pattern, 3, 2, and 2. The reasons my board was interested in seeking this change, there are multiple benefits, but a couple of the top ones that they saw, frankly, they wanted to have a little more stability and continuity on the board. And in years in which a 7-member board prospectively has 3 new members, it can cause an organization to take a sharp turn, and they felt that that just basic business stability would be enhanced if directors could serve up to 4 years, and if they didn't change the number of members of our board, and that's currently not in the works, then the election pattern would be 2 members, 2 members, 2 members, and 1 member. So in a given year, you'd prospectively turn over fewer members of the board than you otherwise might. The situation is exacerbated when you have a year, and this has happened twice in my 25-year history with Chugach. Twice we have had a situation where, in one case due to a resignation, in another case due to a death of a director in office, the way our bylaws are written in the following election, then you are electing someone to that seat as well as whatever you were going to do. Well, As fate would have it, in both of those cases, it hit in a year in which there were three seats up for election. So now you're electing four members of a seven-member board in 1 year, and that certainly is something my board looked at and said that can induce a lot of change in an organization. So, you know, much of what my board was interested in was stability and continuity, and along with that, my board said, in essence, you know, Another one of our issues is, you know, most of us that come to the board of an electric cooperative, in Chugach's case, we're not electric utility experts. And so there's a learning curve for them, and they felt that a slightly longer term would allow them to be more productive during their term of office than a three-year term. In the event, you only served one term. Additionally, Chugach's bylaws, like I think a number of other cooperatives, has a term limits provision in it, and so in our case, it's you may serve no more than three terms, and so, you know, 3 4-year terms allows you a little more time than 3 3-year terms. And I believe one of my colleagues from another cooperative said her organization had a term limit of 2 terms, and so that's a maximum of 6 years. She was in favor because 8 years provides a little more stability and continuity for them. So those are some of the reasons. There are other organizations that looked at it and said, you know, the way it's worded, it allows flexibility. For instance, if you didn't want to have an election every year, you could elect half your board every other year and skip an election year. So I've spent a fair amount of time on behalf of Chugach speaking with other cooperatives about this, both electric and telephone. I've yet to find anyone who was opposed to it. You have some letters of support, or at least one other letter of support, from the Trade Association for Electric Cooperatives. They adopted a resolution in support, and I believe there's a letter in your packet from that executive director as well. So I'll stop there and be available for questions.
Any questions for members of the committee?
Just one.
Senator Machicki.
Through the chair, the bill doesn't specify if current members elected to 3 years would suddenly an additional year would be added to their term, or would you start at the completion of these current terms?
Through the chair, Senator Machicki, I appreciate the question because it allows me to double back and say something I should have said in my opening remarks, and that is that changing this statute will not change anything as it stands today. And the reason for that is we also have to change our organization's bylaws. Our bylaws currently say terms are 3 years long and directors are elected for a third each year, that sort of thing. So changing state statute makes it permissive for you to put a change to your bylaws before the membership. And frankly, I don't know how the Chugach membership would vote on this issue. We still need to convince the membership at large that it's a good enough idea to change the bylaws. But to your question, our current directors were elected for 3-year terms as specified in the bylaws. So we can't magically extend their term. They would need to stand for election if this passed. And if the bylaws were passed, then people would stand for election to a term that is specifically 4 years, if that's what the Chugach membership wants to adopt.
And just one more follow-up. Sure. If a co-op chooses not to go to 4 years, they would have that option in their bylaws through their membership.
Correct. The wording before you does not compel any cooperative that is happy doing what it's doing today to do anything different. So, as I say, it's permissive in nature. It doesn't make you change your current practice if you don't want to, and it may or may not be a change that other organizations are interested in pursuing. My own was, and therefore that's why we put it before you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Steyer.
Thank you.
Are there any folks online or off net? Seeing none. We have an individual signed up, Don Hamburger. Is that how you pronounce your name, sir?
Yes, sir. From.
Please come up and identify yourself for the record. And
for the record, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Don Habiger, and I work for the Division of Corporations, Business, and Professional Licensing. No comments, just for questions, Mr. Chair.
Any questions for members of the board? Or, excuse me, members of the committee? Seeing none.
Thank you, sir.
With that, public testimony is now closed. Are there any other comments from committee members or questions? Seeing none, what's the will of the committee? Senator Michicki, would you like to make a motion or any other member?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'd like to move Senate Bill 1428 LS0269 version U with the attached zero fiscal note and the individual recommendations to the next committee referral.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, without objection, the bill passes from this committee to the next committee of referral. That's all we have for business today. Any closing comments? Seeing none, the next committee meeting will be held at 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, January 24th. Thank you.